Okay, guys, let's begin. We left off yesterday. We just started the Din Mabachatzitza. So let's continue upon that din. We said that the Gemara says that Mew Shena Makbid is in a Chaitzitz. So if you have a Mew and you don't have any Kachkoda, it's not Chaitzitz. So the Beis Yosef says in Kuf Tzadich Es Osir Ches, B'Shem, he quotes the Smag B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that Filu Bok Betit U Botzek, Im Yesh Meno Kokach Ma'at Shein Makbid, you have a little bit of dough under, a little bit of dirt, a little bit of dough under your fingernail, or Shein Makbid, Mew, Shein Makbid, in a Chaitzitz. Basically, in other words, there is no shear for a chatzitza. If something bothers her, could be the smallest thing possible, but it's a problem. But if at the same time, if it's a mute, of course, it's so small and it doesn't bother her, then it's okay. And that's really what the smog is saying, Mishim Rabbeinu Tam. So a woman, let's say, that has lice in her hair, and, you know, they put that shampoo or whatever, Quell it's called, you know, to remove the lice, and you comb it out. So let's say you find a few dead eggs of the lice in her hair, that's not chaitzis, because she's not makbanata, because it's dead. So lemaisa, it would follow that a woman wouldn't be chayiv to check every seir benifra to make sure she has no dead, dead eggs of lice. Now, maybe in Eretz Yisrael it's different than America, but I don't know. But the general theory, you understand what I'm saying about if a person's not makbid. The same thing is by dandruff. A woman that has dandruff in her hair, you know, she tries to comb it out the best of her ability, but, you know, there might be, she's not makbid out of it. Everyone's not makbid, a few specks of dandruff. So therefore, you do the best you can, and if there's a little bit of lichluch that was in, she brushed her teeth well, we'll get to those details, God willing, if we can get to it today, you know, she tries her best to make sure there's no lichluch pepeh, but if she finds a little bit of lichluch after she went to mikveh, obviously she's not makbid on it, and she doesn't have to drive herself crazy and, like, you know, God forbid, be, you know, OCD over it. It's very important. Unfortunately, sometimes it can happen that a woman or a man, whoever it is, could get a little bit OCD about these things. So this halach is important. Din of miyut shena makbid is not chaitzis. We have to understand all the dinim, of course, but again, there's really no shear to it. It works, you know, if you hold that. That's exactly what the svag is saying. Mishem rabbeinu tam. Okay, let's get to dvarim refuyim, things that are soft. The Gemara says in Shabbos, and Dafnun Zayin Amud Aleph, it says that carrying strings that are on top of someone's hair, b'shusha rabim on Shabbos, and the Gemara distinguishes there in Shabbos between chutim that people are makbid to make sure they remain clean, and strings that are they're not makbid on the cleanliness. So Rashi in the Shabbos there in Dirmaskaha Nami in Nun Zayin Malf quotes his own sheet in Rabosov. According to Rashi, strings on hair are not chotzes b'tfila, even if you're makbid on their cleanliness. And even though they ask her to carry them shusarabin, because there's a chash, a woman might take it off her hair and carry them. But nonetheless, Rashi holds, there's no, it's not a chatzitza, these chutim, these strings on the hair, even if they're makbid on the cleanliness. And Rabosuf Sharashi argues, and he says, the women are makbid lemaisa. Women that are makbid on the cleanliness of the chitim, and therefore certainly they're going to be what? Get dirty in the mikveh, and therefore they would serve as a chatzitza in the mikveh. So according to Rashi Lamaisa, according to Rabosu Shirashi, the water might get under takas achutim, but it comes out, according to Rabosu Shirashi, a davar rafui could also serve as a chatzitza bitfila. And the Ramah Paskins in Sif Dalit, he says, Chute sayar ena chotzitzim. Hagav, that's the machaber. Hagav, im hayu mezavos, if they're like golden, chotzitzim. The makpedes alim shalot to not thin. They're makped on the women, they shouldn't get dirty. V'chein hayu mitunofim tchila, makpedes alim shalot slachlu behem b'mayin mechotzim. Even if they're dirty first, they might get dirtier. And therefore, the Ramah sides with the Rabosu Shorashi. So the Sidrei Torah says that exactly in Kuf Sarechez Sifkon Yigimel that the Ramah is Choshish L'Rabosu Sharashi, and therefore Chutim that are not Smudim Letzayar, that are not, you know, directly connected to the hair, are Chaitzis if there's Hakpada. And the Chachamim made Gzeira that even Dvarim Refuim, soft things, would be Chaitzis Gzeira because of Dvarim Shalo Refuim. So it's kind of like, it's a Gzeira that was made to Dvarim Refuim, soft things, Halacha L'maisa. But the Shulchan Aruch points out, and we should point it out in Sif Mem Vov, Kuf Tzadiches, he says, Beferish, that soft things, rings that are soft, what I mean by soft, there's a space between the skin and
loose.
The ring.
Rebbe, you mean loose?
Yeah, loose. Loose is a better translation, correct. Very good, Zach. He says, Nidish Yatavla Bebegadea Mutala Baila. A woman that goes into mikveh, with her clothes on, they're not tight clothes, she's mutter to her husband. And then he says in Chaf Gimel, Hashirayim v'nizmim v'tabos v'kalos im heim refuim, ain't a chotzim, im heim muhudakim chotzim. As long as they're loose and not tight, like Zach said, it's fine. So you have these two machabers are showing refuim are okay, and then you have so many, the Pesachei Tshuva. And we had the Ramah about the Saaros, the strings, the Chutim on the Seyar. So, Lomaisa, many Gedol Achron and Pesachei Tshuva quotes and Sifkan Dalid hold that Dvarim Refuim, soft things, or I should say loose things, are not Chaitzis at all. And the Jerisha in Sifkan Al says, even according to Rabosu Sharashi, they didn't make a Gzeira that Dvarim Refuim should be Chaitzis. They were just Paskin that you should remove the chutim shebeseir before the mikveh, because maybe a woman will not be tova karoi from a chshash of shema, they'll get damaged. So what I want to bring out here is that you could have said, maybe it's a machleks mechaber ramah on loose things, is it okay? Maybe the ramah is possibly in a bosom shorashi, lamais, and that's the way the Sidrei Torah seems to present it, that's a machleks mechaber ramah. And the ramah is being machmer like the rabosim shorashi, and the mechaber holds like Rashi, and holds not that way, that it's okay. So maybe it's straight up machlis mechaber ma by loose things. However, maybe one could say no. One could say, and as we say, we would hold halacha lemaisa that soft things, in fact, we would be holding like the mechaber that are not chaitzis li'olam in the Sidrei Torah's presentation. And the Drisha says no. The Drisha says that even according to Rabosu Sharashi, dvarim soft things or loose things. Keep saying soft things. Loose things are mutter. And it's not pshat that they made a gzeira of loose things out, tight things. The pshat about the strings on the hair was a different concern in Gansen, is that the woman wouldn't be tovel roi, keroi, because she thought it would damage the strings. So therefore, the bottom line is practically is she should remove anything that's metsuim on her goof, and if b'dievid, she had something loose on it, that was a ring or something like that, then it would not be chaitzitz. If it's tight, then it would be chaitzitz, and she would have to remove it. She can't get it off with the help of a metal worker or a doctor. If it's so tight, she can't get the ring off. But if something's loose and b'dievid she went on, so then we would say it would not be chaitzitz. Okay, let's go to now colors or cosmetics. The Russian Mikvos in Siman Chav Zayin says the following. He says, Noshim Atzovus Atzman Nirish ena chaitzitz, kihu noy lahen, vein makpidos, ala asu kim b'mechave. V'o chin bo mamash ala chasusu ba'alma. So, several annoy, cosmetics is not chaitzitz. So the Rusher gives two reasons. One is that women aren't makpin on it, l'maisa. One is that women aren't makpin on it, they don't remove it. I mean, many times, l'maisa, they might leave it there, the kavana. And number two is that seva is a davar shebo mamish. It's balua ba'or, doesn't stick out above the skin. And the Rashban, the Torah Sabai Zakatzabai, Zion Shar Zion, and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim say the same thing. And the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Zion, seva shetzova shanoshim apnean, v'yedein v'seyar roshan, even like dying here, on their face, hands, and hair, einan chotzitz. So mikadin, if a woman dyes her hair, lechura, and it's going to be there for a long time, obviously when you dye your hair, lechura, it's not a chatzitz at all. So the Gedolei Achronim argue, lemaisa, in these in the pshat is, are these two conditions of the rosh always necessary? Because the Bach writes in the Sidri Tara, they say that we say tzeva on a goof is never chaytze if as long as you have both conditions. Number one, it's einbo mamish, and the woman is not makben on it. If the woman lamaisa is soveir sar with tzeva sheish bo mamish, then it's a chatzitza. And also, if we tzeva shein bo mamish, but they're makben on it, then there what? Then there would be a chatzitza. So the Bach and the Sidri Tara say you need to have what? You need to have lamaisa both conditions. I mean, the reason being tzeva sheish bo mamish. Even if the woman herself is not makbid, other women maybe might be makbid. And that goes back to that, you know, Rambam Rashba that we had yesterday. Plus the fact that Bachner says, even if it's seven inbo mamish, there might be a ksas mamish, and maybe lamaisa, if she's hakpod on it, she would be chaitzis, even though there's no inbo mamashis. But the bottom line is that there's a requirement to have both conditions according to the Bach and the Sidri Tara. And the Shach, here in Sifkot and Chafalof, argues. The Shach and the Chochmas Odom and Kufi Tes, if you'd all say, one of the conditions is enough, and therefore Tseva Shein Bo Mamish is not Chaitis, even if she would be Makbid. And Tseva, that a woman is not Makbid on, is not Chaitis, even if there's Yesh Bo Mamish. So how do we Paskin? So the Gedoy Le'achroinim in the Sefer Kufi Halacha says we should be Makbid L'chachila for the Bach. And therefore, we should what? We should take off the fnei atfila kol tseva sheish bo mamish. B'shas atchak, if it's impossible to remove the tseva, and if it's made l'noy, then it could be makel if it's matsui al miut gufa shel isha. But if it's on rove over here, then we go back to that problem with the ramen, the gonim that we had yesterday, and therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's a chshash, maybe a chitzit yiraisa, because it's on here and you should remove it. Afal pishu asui lenoi, even if it's made lenoi, and the woman is what? The woman is not makbid. So, lemaisa, nowadays women dye their hair with two types of colors. A type of cosmetic, which is yesh b'mamish, or a type of spray, which is ain b'mamish. So, lemaisa, the first one that's more svi yesh b'mamish, you really what? Really should what? You really should remove it, lemaisa, because it's metzuyim arov sear, and there's a chash and a chatzitza d'iraisa. Whereas tseva shein bo mamish, and they're makbid lemaisa, the cold tseva shishim skavenet la sirosa, and there's a hakpad lemaisa. Tseva shein bo mamish, they're makbid that any color that the woman is miskavenet to remove it. So if she wants to remove it, lemaisa, at the time that she wants to put new ones on, then there's no hakpad, because the removal of it is designated to, for a new one. So if she's what? If she wants to change the color, lemaisa, then it's ra'ui lemaisa. She should what? She should change it. She should get rid of it before the tefillah. But I think lemaisa, we assume that the dyeing of the hair is considered to be, it's going to be permanent in that sense. It's considered to be seva shein bo mamish, and she's not makbin on it, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. But tseva that's not made lenoy, it's chaitzitz. If it's not made lenoy, it's chaitzitz rock if there's mamashas. Looks like tseva shemen or seven plastic. So tseva shein ba mamish, like ink and things of that sort. I don't know if it's ink, but things that are not mamish that are left over are not chaitzitzos. And therefore, lemaisa, it's going to depend whether it's tseva yeshu mamish. If it's tseva yeshu mamish, you're going to have to remove it. And if it's not lemaisa, then you should try to remove it to the best of your ability. And again, if it's a sevish, it's not made lenoy, it's chotz, it's rock, but there's bo mamashas. If there's no mamashas, then it wouldn't be considered to be what? A chaitzitz in such a case. So lemaisa, these things that people, women put on their face that don't stick, lemaisa, and they remove day to day, that obviously lemaisa is going to be chaitzitz halacha lemaisa, and that has mamashas, and they remove it daily, so that is going to be a problem halacha lemaisa, and it's better what? It's better not to use that lifnei tefila, and I guess you know there are certain ointments or whatever shampoo or conditioner that softens the hair, to comb out the hair that you can use before going into the mikveh to make sure, you know, that you're combing out the hair well. But it would be best to make sure that, you know, you get that stuff out too as well and remove that before you go to the mikveh, because I don't know if you're going to want to keep that stuff. You know, it's other shalish tamish bo lefnei atfilah, he says. But imrichuk ser misael isha lisrok etzara karoi, you can use it since they're not makbit to remove it from the hair. But elamamtim achi yalem yatzvon, you should wait until it, like, you know, absorbs, I guess, to make sure. So that's the din lagabe what lagabe this halacha about seven that's made what made lanoi. It depends. It's machlekes. What I want you to know is it's machlekes between the bach and the sidur tara against the shach. You need to have both conditions against the shach and the chafetz chaim. Is one condition enough? Halacha lamaisa. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's continue now. If someone works and paints,
Rebbe.
Yes, go ahead.
So you said that in general we can assume women are not makbid on having makeup on, right? I'm saying what makeup would a woman want on the entire month? Or there are times in the month where she's not going to want the makeup on.
I mean, we said a type of situation that's always, she's always going to, you know, want to have that on. It's in Bamamashas. Remember we said it's in Bamamashas.
I mean, that was only one of the reasons. There are two reasons. One was that she's annoying, she's not mocked, and the other one was
sometimes
that
sometimes some ladies could be the
reason. You want to always have something on, you're saying?
I'm saying a lot of
okay, I don't know if she's mocked, but they have it off. That's what I'm saying.
And
sign, it's not a big deal. That's what I'm saying.
Don't the average ladies...
Not makbid on it, you know what I'm saying?
Not every lady thinks that way.
Yeah, okay.
Nail polish needs
more money. Real quick, because I want to give you... Yeah. Yes.
We won't be saying that if she covered all of her hair.
Yeah.
We're not treating it as a real though.
So it's usually the dye the whole hair.
Not
just some. No, that depends whether here what we learned yesterday. Here's a separate category, so we're machmer for that. Right, but I think if it's permanently dyed, I don't think we consider that to be a chatzitza.
Because it's part of her body now.
Yeah, I believe so. It's not in b'mam. It's in. Yeah, I don't know if she's gonna. Yeah, she's
gonna, they don't,
we'll see about it. 30
she's not
days.
Take it off.
Yeah, it might get. They make it stronger.
Woman dyes her hair, it'll eventually fade out after 6 months. She needs to redo it, but she's not taking it off.
Yeah, that's the patch. It fulfills both those conditions.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Does this mean if let's say there's a lady who likes to have like really weird colors in her hair, like neon green? You see these ladies running around.
Right.
So it's an rainbow mamish. Let's assume,
mm-hmm.
and she wants it there, but I think most ladies don't want neon green hair. So would that be usur? You'd have to tell her to take it off before the mikvah.
It's an interesting question. What would that be?
No, I'm saying
most people
more
are
more
makbid not to have green hair.
Yeah, there's some that are like pink hair, blue hair. I see them on the streets, like wearing this.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe the next dude will cop an afkamin.
And then
okay. Also,
if a person dyes their hair blonde, so most ladies don't want to be blonde, no? But blonde is a normal color.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
50% of people.
I don't know. It's a good question. She wants to be. So it's not a. You know that I think. You know.
Isn't that against the minhag ha'olam though? Most ladies aren't blonde.
Okay.
In America.
All right. Let's see. I don't know. It's a good question. You're asking.
I'm not.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see.
Red hair. I don't know.
Let's go to the next in. Mercy's welcome inside the Kesmud base.
What do you have against blonde?
Says I'm a rava pshitali. Dam al big do chotzitz vim tabachu ena chotzitz. Ravavu big do chotzitz vimoka ravavu ena chotzitz. So a person usually is makbid not to have a spot on their clothes, and therefore it's chotzitz betfiwa. However, a person that sells like paints and things like that, or dyes, or spot, you know, these types of spots are not makbid, and therefore not chotzitz if it gets on their body. So the Rosh says the following chiddush in Hilchos Beklosim Chav Zayin: any woman that works and paints, whether it's her dark kevich a darker b'chach. Ena makpedis, like it says in Zvachim, Ravav al bigdo chotzis, mocha ravav ena chotzis. So this psak might depend upon that Rambam Rash we learned yesterday. Is it objective or subjective? Shulchan Aruch said, Lamaisa, we said he's definitely holding like the Rashba, Lamaisa. Question is, you know, was he also saying like the Rambam as well? The Beis Yosef, as Jeremy pointed out, is mistopic what the Rambam really says, but the Beis Yosef did present as Machlokes Rambam Rashba. So a woman, Lamaisa, is not makban on this, but Rova Olam is makban on this. So would that be chaitzis or not? So Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef really answers this question, and he says that this is like a new type of category. The chatzitzer is not nikval piakpar of this woman, and she's it's not nikval piakpar of the whole olam. Since there's a chabura of people that are painters or working dyes that are not makben in this revav, it's not chaitzis likabehim. And therefore, such a category of this union of people that are not makbid, tzmuchach, shein tzarech lahakbid alav. And each person that's osik, boso, nuyos, each person is osik in that particular trade, it would not be makbid. And therefore, we would consider this like rov olam or not makbid. And Lamaisa, she falls into that category. So it would come out, Lamaisa, maybe you have to be toila what we said in the previous din about the shach and the bach. The Bach said, Lamaisa, that it should be Tseva Shein Bo Mamish, it's not Chaitzitz, for that particular group or union of people. Whereas according to the Shach, maybe you could be Mako even by Tseva Sheish Bo Mamish because they're not Machmed. So Lamaisa, we should again try to be Machmed for the Bach to remove any Tseva Sheish Bo Mamish. And Bidiyevid, you could be Mako if it's found on a mute of the goof or the Seyar. And Lamaisa, a woman that, you know, let's say this comes up, let's say a woman would be a car mechanic or things of that sort. She does the best she can to oisik, let's say, on a tseva. I don't mean that's not a good example, but if she's dealing with, she's an artist or art teacher, and she's dealing with tseva, shein bo mamish, you can be make a lechachila, do the best you can to try to remove it, but if you can, you could go to mikveh, and it wouldn't be a problem, halacha lamaisa. Like, you know, people that are teachers and gananos and things of that sort, lamaisa. Maybe that falls in this category. So you have like a new category of what people that work in this trade.
Really?
Yes.
As long as everyone takes showers, right? So is it, if you're even if you're an art teacher, you still shower at the end of the day.
Right, but Zach, at the end of the day, it's sometimes very hard to get it all off, even if you take a shower. Okay? Very, 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 very hard.
If you're dealing with paint, my mom's an artist, so like the paint.
Okay, right. Ask her. You'll see. She'll tell you it's not easy. Okay? All right, let's go on to now if someone has a scabs, okay? The Mishnah Mikvos points out that in Perek Tes Mishnah Beis through Dalet, it lists off Glad Shechutz Lamaka and the things that are Chutzis with Tefillah, and it lists off Glad Shal Maka. These things could be like pus. The Rosh in the Mishnah says Glad Shechutz Lamaka is pus that goes outside the perimeter of the wound. It becomes dried up and becomes like a scab. So the Rosh quotes a Tosefta, the Rosh in Hilchos Mikvah Simichov quotes a Tosefta, and he says, Dam Yovish Shala Maka Vachol Shema'ayin Hari Ilu Chotzen. So Lomaisa, he says, dried blood that's on the Maka and Chol Shema'ayin are Chotzes. So the Gemara says in Nida on Samach Zayin, we learned this, it says, Omar Rami Barchama, Samach Zayin Manav, Hani Rivdi de Kuslisa. With respect to scabs that result from lancet punctures, you know, damakaza, atlasi yome lo chaitze, kame le chaitze. First 3 days after bloodletting, they don't want service chatzitza. It's not a problem because the scab's soft and they're firmly attached to the skin. It's considered a chelik of the goof. It doesn't serve as a chatzitza. But after 3 days, lamais, they harden up and therefore, you know, they have a dry crust and they're not considered part of the skin and therefore it's a chatzitza. So, the Rosh in Simin Chav Vav in Hilchos Mikvos, and that Simin says that Tosefta is dealing with blood of a wound that became dried up. And he says that the Tosefta is talking about that's chaitzitz all the time. Whereas the Mishnah and the Gemara in Mikvos, and the Gemara Nida are dealing with a pus that went outside the perimeter of the wound. So basically it develops the following principle. If the pus is inside the wound, it's not chotzitz. If, however, it's outside the wound, it's chotzitz if it's yovish. And he says that the dried out, the pus that dries out after 3 days is chotzitz lacher shloshe yomim. So that's the way the Rosh touches his shita. Whereas the Rambam, in Hilchos Mikvos, Berek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Yudalin, and Chof, says not that way. He says there's no difference between blood and pus from the scab. He says that if it's on the maka, the pus of the blood, it's never chaitzitz. And if it's outside the maka, it's chaitzitz. And a woman that scratches herself, if the makom, if it's the makom, she scratches herself, and after 3 days, the blood turns into what? Turns into a scab, lachrasman. Then obviously we're going to, the scab, you have to try to remove. If it's a hard scab, we're going to get to that. So that's the sheet of the Rosh and the sheet of the Rambam. And then there's the sheet of the Ravi, which is a tremendous chiddush that our Gemara we just mentioned, of Ravdi Kuslisa, it's only said by Taurus. Was not said Lagabe Hilchos Chatzitz at all. And therefore a scab on top of a makah is not chaitzitz at all. The only thing that's chaitzitz is blood outside the makah. If it's Yavish blood, it's chaitzitz. If it's lach, it's not chaitzitz. Now why is dam lach, wet blood, not chaitzitz? So the three svar is given. The Mordechai writes that mayim can remove lamaisa, can be over derech dam lach, and therefore it can get behind it, for it's not a chatzitza. Then he quotes the Re'eim and the Rokeach, the Mordechai, that says people are not makbid on dam lach, wet blood. They are makbid on dam yovish. He says they are makbid on dam yovish. I guess the shita that scholek on that, lamaisa, who says not an issue of akpada, it's interesting, hagdara, maybe the notion that's going to fall off by itself is not enough to, be, you know, the chokim hold the reason why people are not makbid on dam lach is going to fall off. It could very well be that notion of dam falling off is not considered to be like a lack of hakpada. Maybe that's the machlekes in Yishonim, maybe. But whatever the case is, those are the two shitas. And then thirdly is a shita that's quoted in Rashi on that Gemara, that dam lach is considered to be a chelik of the goof, and therefore it's not chelitza. So you could say in one of three svaras, the reason why dam lach is not chelitza. One is to say that water can get behind it. The other is to say that people aren't makbin on it. Number three is, and the reason why they're not makbin, it's going to fall off by itself. And number three is that it's a chelik of the goof. So the Mechaber in Sif Tes paskins the following. He says, dam yovish. He holds like the Rosh, basically. He says like the Rosh. Dam yovish, it's on the makkah, is chaitzitz. Rear pas shebesocha is not chaitzitz. If the rear is, it goes out of the perimeter of the wound, if it's within 3 days, it's lach, it's not chaitzitz. It's after 3 days, it's yovish, and it is chaitzitz. And therefore, a woman that has a lot of scabs on herself has to be what? Has to soften the scabs, halacha lamaisa. So the box says it's very hard, and Os Yudi says very hard to differentiate whether it's inside the makkah or outside. Whether it's, the dam is maglid gam sovi lamakkah, or it's on the makkah itself. And therefore, he says, b'feirish, many gedol achronim say, there's no tzorach lahachmir b'zay yosir midai. If the pet says matsui on miura guf, and the chetzitz is therefore only with the rabbani, do the best you can to clean off all the blood, or all the pus, and do the best you can to try to, remove the hard scabs. But we'll see how far you got to do if it's going to cause blood. Are you mechuyev to clean off the dry blood that's left on the wound? So the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai that says the minig is to take off the hard scab. And then he quotes the Rosh to wash the wound in water till it softens. So from the way the Beis Yosef presents it in those tests, it's not a machloikis Rosh and Mordechai. In other words, a woman should soften the scab and to let the water be able to get there, and she's not mechuyev to remove it, biyad, if she can't, if it's going to cause bleeding. And the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa says she should, she'll put water on it to soften it the best she can, but if it's impossible to remove, you don't have to remove it. And you just soften it to the best you can. And halacha lemaisa, there is no requirement to pull off the scab to cause blood. That's what we assume. And you, like I said, you soften it with the water, and if it comes off. To pull it off, it's going to cause blood. That lemaisa, you're not mechuyev to do. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's if that zayin dam shenisrach bebasar, dam that's found on the goof of the woman, afilu lach is chaitzitz, and therefore she has to make sure that things that she can. Get off, Lamaisa, she has to take off. And things that, it's going to cause bleeding, Lamaisa, she has to soften it, Lamaisa, but if it's going to cause bleeding, she doesn't have to remove it. Okay, what about casts? She's wearing a cast. So it says in, Lamaisa in the Rambam, it says in the Mishnayos, in the Kvos, Perek Tes, Aleph and Beis, it says, Eilechotzim ba'adam, the glad shechutz lamakav retiyah shalaha, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Sif Yud retiyah shal makah chotzetzes betfila. So if you have a bandage on top of a makah, it's chotzetzes betfila. And he writes in Sif Chof Gimel, he says shirayim and nizomet tabos v'kolos imhem refuim. They're loose, ain't a chotzin. We may move document, they're tight, chotzin. Chena din be'eged shal amaka, v'akatskashim shal ha'shevim. So many Gedol Achronim are bothered by, why is the din of casts and bandages different than the union case of the painters? You know, the woman wants the cast, so why is it chotzitz? Just like the woman's teacher, she loves being a teacher, she does, you know, it's not considered to be chotzitz. Why is this a chotzitz? So the Hesber you have to say is that since the woman would rather not be in a cast, and rove people don't want to wear what? That aren't wounded, don't wear casks, therefore it casts is considered to make it a chatzitza. That's the svar we have to suggest. And the Ksav Sofer and Semach Sedek are masbir that the Mishnah is discussing a cast that you're going to remove in a very close time, close proximity of time, and therefore it's chaitzitz. And therefore a cast that's going to stay on for a long time should not be chaitzitz, and you could be tovel with it. However, the Ksav Sofer quotes from the Tshuva Mi'ava that's very machmer on this, and therefore he says you should be nimnu mahakal lemaisa on this halacha lemaisa. So it comes out, if you have a cast, a soft cast, that water can get under it, then it shouldn't be chaitzitz at all, al pi din. And if in fact you can remove it and go to mikveh and then put it back on, that's obviously the best bet possible. But what is the shear of how much time? So l'chura, I mean, you got to ask a rab, but pashup shad is a month. If it's going to be on for a month, then you could say it's baltal to the goof, like we discussed yesterday about the comparison legabi tefillin. I'm sorry, legabi kesher shakayama and Shabbos, and therefore you could be mekel if it's going to be on there for a month. Okay, what about stitches? So the Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Aleph, says chetz or kotz hatocha v'basar. If there's a chetz, arrow, however it is you want to say, stitches or coats is a thorn or a splinter, so basically if the skin grows over the splinter, so that's not a problem because the water just got to touch the skin. But if it's sticking out, that would be considered to be a chatzitza. So when you talk about stitches, two types of stitches. Stitches that are going to be evaporate on their own. And then there's stitches that need to be removed by the doctor. So if they're going to evaporate on their own, they're not a chatzitza. Because a woman's not, miskaven to ever remove them. So therefore she's not makbid. But if it's a second type of stitches where it's going to have to be removed by the doctor, so Lomai said, that's going to be a what? That's l'chura going to be a problem. And you can't go to mikveh with them. The issue that comes up is there are places in the goof that farim are not chaytzes ben. Reb Moshe and Chelik Bey, Simon Peizani, Yordea is Mekel regarding stitches that are found like in your jaw, in your mouth. However, the Shevet Alevi says in general stitches in your mouth would be chaytzes. And you have to, it's in Kuf Sadi Ches and Sif Yud Alf Os Gimel. He writes that. So it's interesting. And, stitches that are also in Makom Snias are not chotzes betfila because that's considered Makom Balua, and the chatzitza is not poselus, it's a tefila. Okay. So let's get the chatzitza based on starim itself. So the Gemara has in Samach Vavim Beis, Maisim Shikos Shal Rebbe, Shetavlov also in Nimsala Etzim Chotzes Ben Shineha, Yitzricha Rebbe Tefila Cheres. There was a story with the Shikha of Rabin HaKadosh that went to mikveh. She found a bone in between her teeth when she came out. Rabbi Nachman necessitated her to go to mikveh a second time. From here we learn that a chatzitza b'makom ustarim kamo chal pez poisel in mikveh. And the Gemara in Kiddushin Chafei Meralf says it's based on the principle of roi labile and bila ma'akevispo. That it must be roi. We know Korban Mincha has to have shemen and flour, right proportion. Even though it's not mixed in, mincha b'lul v'shem is still good. So there's no tzarek that the water's got to get in there, but if it did, it has to be roi to get in there with no chatzitza. It has to be ruin labiyas mine. So the base of the star is also a makam beguf that zakak l'tfila, but lamaisa, the water doesn't go in, halacha lamaisa, but it has to have the ability to go in without a chatzitza. So this is a fundamental machleik's place in the Ritva. Taisus in Kedushin, Chafeim Ra'alef, Tiramaskal Kol, is of the opinion that Din D'Yaraisa. He makes up his own drasha. Verachos is called Besara B'mayim. Larabos is Bes Astarim. Taisus makes up his own drasha, and the Ritva is chaylik. The Ritva in Tiramaskal Shimon Adash is chaylik, says Tfilas Bes Astarim is only the Rabbonim. The Chachamim were Machmer, and Asher Chatzitza Bepeh, who Bes Astarim, even though Midaraisa is not possible. So very important machleik is Taisus Ritva. According to Taisus, it didn't arise. According to the Ritva, it's only in the Rabbanim. And the Ritva comes up in different shaylas. Lamashul, the Marasham and Chelek Alf Sumikuf Tzadites was asked a question about a woman that needed to put moch, that put moch pishtin, but also makam and makam sneas. She forgot to take it out before tefillah. What's the din? Is the tefillah good? So in the Marasham's tshuva, he was mistar of two reasons to be makel. Number one, the water could get derech pishtin. And therefore, it could get derech bada pishtin. Number two, and therefore it's not chaitzitz. And number two, you can betzarf the ritva sheet that it's only awesome in the rabbanon, and therefore it's not makif. So lamaisa, this ritva comes up alach lamaisa. And the zichron yosef is mechadish yordei assuming yud that the gidri chatzitza besastarim is different than the gidri chatzitza b'shar aguf. B'chol aguf, what do we say? What's the din? It's on rov aguf. It's also the tefila besastarim. Lamaisa, it's daiva chatzitza mesuya arov beis astarim can it live so satfila. As long as it's considered to be what? In the beis astarim, lamaisa, arov beis astarim pasos. Beis astarim is not nimdat with the shara guf. It's kind of like that miri we had yesterday, that ever is nimdat lafi. So he wants to say lamaisa, the beis astarim is its own din, lamaisa, and therefore it's mishana the gedarim, the chatzitzas. So the sidri tar is chaylik and the sheet, very important. Simikuf tzariches, sivkon chav gimel. Cholek on the sheet, there's no difference between Beis Astarim and Chol Eiver Echad. Even as a Chatzitza Rov Beis Astarim, big deal, he says. You have to compare it to the whole body, and the Tefillah share it with your right. So, Kol Zman is not Metzuyah Rov Aguf. So there's a fundamental machlek, is the Sidrei Tara, and the Zichron Yosef, do you view the Beis Astarim as a separate category, like that in the Eerie we had yesterday, as the collector's item? Or do you say no, you view it L'maisa, or do you say no, you view it in the rest of the whole body? So the Nob Yud had a very interesting Shiloh. We have to get this. In two chuvas. Madura kami yordei simin samach dalit. A woman somehow put a ring ba'omok beis achitzon shel arechem shelo in the mokum sneez. Why was it put there? It was to hold up the rechem. So is this tabas chaitzitz? So the Nor Yehuda writes the following: beis astarim as the royal abias mayim, but of a davar of alua baguf is not chaitzitz. So therefore, you can basically divide up the varma of guf to three categories. The Evar Megluim Shibaguf, that you need Magav Amayim. You have Beis Astarim, has to be Royal Bias Amayim. And then you have Evarim that are Bluim, there's no Din Chatzitz at all. And in other Tshuva, in Madura Tinyon, or in Simkuf Lamanei, he's mastering this ring to other what? Other, like, say, foods that are in your stomach. So the rule of the Dover, according to the Yehuda, is that Chafatzim that are Bluim Beguf are not Chatzitzim. That's the Chiddush of the Note of Yehuda. And therefore, poskim are agreed to this principle known of Yehuda, and they use it in different situations. It's just interesting, the particular case of the known of Yehuda, there were gedol achronim, there were cholik, and they held that the savara rechem is the base chitzon, the vaginal part, lemaisa, and they said that it's not balua, baguf, it's base astarim. And therefore, lemaisa, they held in that particular case, the principle they held of, but they held that the actual Beis Achitzon is not like Balua Baguf. It's not Eir Balua Baguf. However, La Halacha, you can be make up a Tabasu. She doesn't take it out. She's not Makbin on it. And therefore, Lamaisa, we would consider that to be a Heskin Tof Rachme is considered Balua Baguf. And then we're not Chaitzis. So it's an interesting thing. If you put it together, according to the Miri, you had three categories Eir. According to the Zichron Yosef, you have different categories Beis Astarim. And then you have another Yehuda develops this whole din that it's considered an Eved Tzbalu of Baguf, which is not a problem. Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
Rabbi, the whole discussion about the focus of the Sidrei Tahara about whether or not you look at the mouth as having its own role or being part of the entire body, the Tahara is not relevant because people are always marked with things in their mouth. I think it's rare that there's...
Well, I was talking about the basis of Starim, Lamaisa. We're talking about the basis of Starim.
I'm saying, when are you going to want something to be in your mouth? Like forever, I'm saying, wouldn't most people be makbid on things in their mouth?
Braces.
We'll get to exams. I'm just saying on a conceptual level, if you base a starim like a separate category, that's what I'm saying. Based on starim should be nimda the rest of the goof or not. That's the chiddush l'maisa of this zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef once says it's its own. The Siddur Torah says no, it's like the whole body. But that's the chiddush l'maisa. So we have to keep in mind number one, machlis tais in the Ritva, whether it's derived from the Rabbanon. Tais has made up his own drashas, derived from the Ritva says the Rabbanon. And the shaila of whether we view the Pesach Starim as its own entity or as a chelik of the whole goof, and the chiddush in the Rabbi Yudah that it's balu of a goof. Okay, now let's get to the din about the hair. What did Gemara say about Sadi Zion and Alf? Amarava Barafuna, Nimachas Kshura, Scholetzis. Scholetzis. Shalosh Shenechotzis. Stein, any of there. So La Halacha, the Machaber straight up says like a Yochanan. He says Beferish and Sif Hey, Shtei Sarah So Yoiser, right? One Sarah, there's a Kesher, one Sarah It's Moneh Abiyas Mayim, and it's Chaytzes. Shtei Sarah So Yoiser Kshurim Biachar Kasha Ena Chaytzesin. Okay, so the Ramos says Ein Chiluk Beinim Kesher Shtei Sarah From Shtei Saros or Kesher Shtei Saros Befnei Atzman. Okay, so we say one here that that ties up it's Chatzitza. She has to be makbid. She's not makbid. No problem. Halacha l'maisa. So this is l'maisa, not just talking about on here on your head. Could be on here all over your body, and therefore the meaning is that women check the hair all over their body. That the sarah should not be kshuras with the vukos, and that kesher bodeid, as we said in the beginning of shir, if she's not makbid on it, it's ainach it's mitfil. Again, it's mute and a makbid. Okay, and if she's not makbid, she's not makbid. Okay. What about Seir Beis Astorim? Okay? So, Lamaisa, the Mishnah says in Mikvahs, in Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, it says, Eilu Shein Echotzen, Kalkali Arosh Beis Ashechi Beis Astorim Be'ish, Rabbi Eliezer Mer Echad Ishu Echad Isha, Kol HaMakal HaChotzen, Shein HaMakal HaIn HaChotzen. So according to the Chachamim, Seir Beis Astorim, the Makam Sneas, is Chotzen Be'isha, but not by a man. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it all depends on the chatzitzis, tali b'akpadis, a personal type of akpadis. Okay? And then you fall back to the Ram Rashba that we had. So, according to the... and then, the Beis Yosef quotes a Tosefta that is distinguished between a married woman and a single woman. The Beis Yosef in Osvav says that Tam Pashti says by Isa Tosefta, Hainu Dafka Dinesuya. Is it a chatzitza? Ava pnuyin in a chaytzitz. What's a svara? Because in the suya she's makpedish with this kind of baila. A pnuyin in a man, single woman and a man are not makpid. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Vav. Shulchan Aruch says that we're talking about a situation makom sniyas beish eno chotzitz ubeisha benesuah chotzitz bepnuyin eno chotzitz. So seir beis astarim. His chaitz is only makomos where they what? Where they shave them. If lamaisa, if they don't shave, then it's not. There's no akpada. So it all depends on the minig of what the minig of makom is, the minig of what people do, and therefore bitzuritivis lamaisa and tsaris or achelik of the goof, they're not chaitzes. Where the minig is to shave them, then lamaisa and their makbid, then it would be a chatzitza. So he points out the Sharia of Yameinu and many, many kihilas that are makbid on this to do giluach. Okay? And it's not rov makomos, it's minorities. So he says, Chelik mikihilas asfardim are noagas nashim legaleh seir beis astarim, like the Chacham in the Mishnah. But he says this is not widespread. And he says the tfuish shamish chuvis. And therefore, a Sephardic woman that her husband is not makbid on Seir Beis Astarim, she's not mechuyev to shave it. And often, klali, it's important to note that the first time she goes to the mikveh, she should not be magalech her seyar from her first going the first time, in order that it doesn't get into problems of neder and minig. So lamaisa depends upon the husband at the end of the day. Women that are makbid to be morid seir from their legs, though, should definitely do it before going to the mikveh. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. And if they didn't, they certainly shouldn't, well, we'll get to that, not today, they certainly shouldn't do it immediately after the mikveh, because it shows that she was makbid. Okay? Okay, let's get, yeah, go ahead, real quick, because I want to get to the... Everything we just discussed is makom snias. Okay? Everything we just discussed, I would imagine the legs would be the same as the beis hashechi. Okay? That, you know, they're makbid. Okay? All right. That's what we would assume. Okay, now what about ears? We had touched upon it yesterday with Dirma Yosher. But the serious situation comes up if a woman, Lamaisa, she has to do her best she can, obviously, to clean the ear out. She shouldn't puncture her eardrum, of course, but she does the best she can. But one of the problems is if a woman gets water in her ear, it could hurt her. So the Avni Nezer in Simin Reish Samach Bey says, interesting chiddush, that the woman should wet her finger with the water of the mikveh and put it in her ear like this. Okay? But it should be another woman that does it. Because if she's doing like this, she won't be able to be tovel, you know, normally. And we'll get to that, you know. She's supposed to be tovel in a certain way. So he says another woman should actually put her finger with the water in there. That's what he suggests. And
it's my magnimen.
What did you say?
It's my magnimen, that's why it's okay.
Yeah. And therefore it's going to be okay. And therefore he says there's a chibor between the mikveh and the mayim shal etzbo. And therefore the ozen is not chotzetzes b'fnei the mayim. And he says the Ben Ishchai has this as well, the Chuvas Rav Paul and Chelik Beis Simen Chav Zayin, and also the Dark Etar I saw this, says it's Amud Kufnun Gimel. But again, you have to make sure it's a finger of another woman and not the Tovelis, so she can go Kederek Edilasa and not when her hands are like this. Okay, and we'll get to that. Well, you said it's based on that principle, John, you read of Maimakim, but then Chuvas Chalkas Yoav his Talmud, the Sukkachav Reb his Talmud, the Avnei's Talmud, and the Chuvas Har Tzvi, he mattered it to put a pad or a cotton ball in the ear. But you have to make sure it stays in there at least a week. I don't know why a week, why not a month? Maybe it's impossible for a month, it's not dangerous. But according to the Chalkas Yoav, if it's in there for a week, it's bapel aguf, it's not chaitzitz. And therefore, we could also bring up the Imriyosha we had yesterday, because at that particular time, it's not a chatzitza, she wants it. She wants it when she's in the water. So if she wants it when it's in the water, it's not a chatzitza. So Rav Moshe has a long, long chuvas, and Jordan pointed out this morning, Yordei Chelek Alf Simen Sadi Ches to Kuf Gilmo. He's marich very much with this. And his maskan is like this, that it's mutter to put an omek ozen moch tful b'mishcha with oil. It's mutter to put some type of cotton ball in there, a moch, in order that the water won't go in the ear. What's the lumdus? It's a long chuvas. But the upshot that he wants to say, which I don't really understand, and I always had a kash on it, maybe you guys will answer for me. Basically what he wants to say is that there's a difference between a chatzitza, it's a dvuka laguf, which is always a problem, between a davar amoneh, a knesis mayim. So chatzitza, the dvuka laguf, is a chatzitza, even if it's a storm. But a chatzitza that's moneh, a knesis mayim, is not chaitzitz, the beis hastarim. So this moch is moneh knesis mayim laozen, but it's not considered to be a chatzitza. But I understand that's far, because it doesn't have to be royal beis mayim. And if it's beis hastarim and it's not allowing water to get in, isn't that a chasarim and beis mayim? So Moshe wants to be mechalik, and something that's dovek beguf is always a problem. If it's dovek beguf, it's always a problem, even beis hastarim. But if it's just stopping the water from getting in, so Lamaisa, that's not a problem, Lamaisa, in the situation of Beis HaStarm. But why not? Isn't the whole vort of Beis HaStarm has to be Roy Labias Mayim? Yes, Eli Ron, what do you say?
If your mouth is closed, then it's also being Labias Mayim,
isn't
it?
Uh-huh.
This is Raya from
men. Right, but the bottom line is that if you open your mouth, it would go right in, right? That's what the Gemara understood.
If you move the piece of plastic or whatever, the moat, then it also will have one right in.
Right. But Lamaisa, that's part of your goof, you know what I mean? The pad is not part of your goof.
But your goof could also be a chatzitza.
No, that's where it's a dalat today, that there's two types of say.
What do you mean the goof?
The only problem is putting in mind.
If you bend over your body too much.
Yes, we'll get to that when we get to the mikveh. That could serve as chatzitza, you're saying yourself.
Your body could be a chatzitza.
I think that was a machlokas Rashi and your Bosom Sarashi about. Is there a chiluk in your seyar and other seyar? The Italian.
Not only your body,
but the mouth is the
I understand, but it's still different than something that's not part of your body. It's
holy. What Rav Moshe wants to say is that anything that's dug to the goof is always a chatzitza, no matter what. Even in Beis HaStarim. But if it's something that is just monea mind from getting in Beis HaStarim, that's not a problem. So, but I'm saying, isn't that a concern still in Beis Mayan? So, Eliron and Jordan are saying, no, it's not, because like you have your mouth closed. That, but I'm saying it's part of the goof, though. You know what I'm saying? You're saying, well, mine have gemina. Okay. But that's how Rav Moshe wants to be maker. So what are the different coolers? We could even do the, we could even put the water on someone else's finger in your ear. Or otherwise, you could put it in there for a week and assume that's not a problem. We were asking maybe it should be a month, but maybe that's not possible. And then you have the Imre Yosher, which said, B'shas Maisa, she wants it there. And then you have Rav Moshe, who has this beautiful Chiddush to be Mechalik between Tveka Beguf, which is always a problem, and something that's just Monea Knesset in a Beis HaStarim is not considered to be a Chatzitza. Okay. In the Shemin Alevi, he says that you should put a pad in there, a cotton ball, and in order that it absorbs the water and a little bit of string so you can pull it out after mikveh. And he points out here from the Sharer, from a doctor, I don't know how to, Birma, he's an ear doctor who suggested a operation to do a pkak katan for your inner ear. And it would be munach b'mokom balua b'ofen kavua. So I guess it would solve the problem of the water going in. No, I guess it was a different type of a pkak to the inner ear.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the lumbus of it? Yeah, that would be based on the balua baguf. That's what he wants to tine it. So it's always there. It's not a problem. So he actually says, Rav Osner, if nothing's helping at all, even discusses just even covering the ear, Lamaisa, and just going in like that. But okay.
Rav Moshe tell you that's worse.
What'd you say?
The fear of Moshe, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That would definitely be a problem, according to him. But that's what he discusses, if that's okay. Allah Lamaisa. And he also says, a very interesting, in the Sefer Shari Tvili, quote, Sumim Amal, very interesting suggestion, and that is to wet the cotton with shemen of dagim, of fish. That's Monea, the Knesset's mind. But since Briyasa Shodag has been a mayim, the shemen that comes with the fish is not chaitzis b'tfila. Interesting. Interesting. So, Lamaisa, you know, these are very, very important shilas that could come up and have to be taken seriously. He talks about, Lamaisa, if a woman gets infections a lot, ear infections, maybe she should take antibiotics beforehand, before she's going to go to the mikveh, to make sure that, you know, that it won't get out of hand, the infections. But okay, it's an interesting shiloh that come up, and these are the concerns about the ears. Okay, let's go to the din about the eyes. In the Gemara said in Samach Zayin Amaraf, Amar Maruk v'liflo shibayin lach ena chaitzitz yavesh chaitzitz emasanika yavesh mishahiska lirek. So the Machlokes Rishonim, how to be touch up Maruk. What is Taisid Maska liflo? Lifluf means anything that's outside the eye is chaitzitz. Anything that's inside the eye is only chaitzitz if it's dry. And the Rosh in Simon Chafein Achos Mavol is cholik. He says it's impossible to say anything that's yavish besocha ayin. The moisture, the natural moisture of an eye never allows anything to get dried out within the eye itself. And therefore, basically the rule of the Rosh is anything that's besocha ayin is never chaitzitz, and anything that's outside the ayin is only chaitzitz if it's yavish. If it's lach, it's not yovish. And the rush is very, that's the rush is sheet against Taisus. The Mechaber happens to pass like Taisus. Mechaber in Siv Zion says, Lif lof, shechutz lion, soas ayin. Right? Shechutz lion chaitzitz, afilu lach. Lif lof sheba ayin, eno chaitzitz. He says, vima yovish chaitzitz, vushisul lahorik. So, b'dievin, if a woman after mikveh finds lif lof yovish besocha ayin, and for some reason she cannot be what, tovel a second time, I don't know, medically, whatever it is, or she can't go back there. So the Shach and Sifkot Yigimel says you can rely on the rush that the Mechaber did not pass on. The Mechaber held like Taisus. You can rely on the rush and she's Muteris Labala. Because the rush said anything that is considered to be what? Anything that's considered to be Tocha Ayin is not Taisus as a cloud. That's what the rush says. So b'dieved the shas is grolai on the rosh. Okay. What happens in situations of seva that people do eyelids with? It's not chaitzis im ein bo mamish, but if there is mamashos, you have to remove it. L'chachil yish la'asiro. And a woman that on, let's say, Friday night has to go out of the mikveh and walk around, and she'll be embarrassed. She always wears eyelid, you know, eyelashes. She always wears makeup like that, and she goes outside. Obviously, everyone knows where she's not wearing it. Everyone's going to know that she's in the mikveh. So what do you do? So he actually says she could be actually color the eyelids after chafifa and rely on the poskim that sevel anoy is not chaytzitz afilim yesh bo mamish.
That's a
big chiddush, no? Big chiddush, yeah.
In America, the minhag is...
I don't think the minhag is to do that, but it's an interesting concept about being away of being afraid of being embarrassed. But what about eye drops or oil or whatever eye drops they put the tochai on the refuah? So if they're in there when you go to the mikvah, they're chalal, they're not chaytzitz. However, there are some types of you know, things that, you know, whatever, it stays besoka ayin, it's better probably not to do it, obviously, before you go to mikveh. Now, what about contact lenses? So contact lenses, obviously, you should remove before you go to mikveh. B'dievet l'maisin, you get to shayla quite a bit. What's the din, b'dievet, if a woman went to mikveh with the contacts in? So, if she leaves those contacts in, you know, they go for at least a long time, some of them, right? Contacts, no? So Poshup Shad is, he says that the tefillah would be kosher. He says even maybe b'dieved, the ones that remove on a daily basis, because they're not mebudak l'ayin. They don't really get attached to the ayin. The water gets behind the contacts. It could get behind the contacts. But he says you have to check this because with new technology, with optics, it's possible, l'maisa, that it's a problem. And the Sefer Shari tefillah is taka machmer by soft contact lenses, because maybe she closed her eyes, you know, too much in order that water wouldn't get into the contacts. And if we'll learn that then, but if you close your eyes too much, too tight, then it's not right. So, Lamaisa, there could be a reason to be machmir to go to mikveh again. Now, what happens if a woman has a glass eye or, I don't know, an eye that can be put in and taken out? So, obviously, she doesn't take it out, so it's not a chatzitz at all, the glass eye. If it's removed sometimes, it is removed sometimes, then maybe l'maisa, you should remove it before she goes to mikveh, unless it'll be a sakana if water gets, you know, it gets there. So that would be a problem. Okay, let's just quickly get, then we'll get to chumash. What about teeth? Okay, what about teeth? Yes. You know, as if she sometimes removes it, you're saying, and then, well, you don't want her never allow her to go to the mikveh, Jeremy, you know? So you have to work on that. And even though she removes it, but she can't have water go in there, so they have to work on why it's going to be okay. But you don't want to ask her from going to the mikveh, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to work about why it's okay, why that's okay. Maybe you have to say, a no to be hudasvar, maybe, that it's an avrits balu of a goof. Maybe. I don't know. Okay, you have to work on it. Okay, what about teeth? So the teeth have to be clean, and a woman that forgets to clean her teeth before, and then she goes to mikveh, she finds a chatzitza, that's a Gemara by Rabbi HaKadosh with the Shivcha. You have to go to mikveh a second time. So therefore, she has to clean her teeth very, very well, make sure there's no chatzitzas. Now, I'm not sure what this is, but we were looking on the computer with David. Maybe it's enamel. I don't know. I think enamel on teeth. That's not a chatzitza. So there's no chov to, you know. And the question is, do you need dental floss? So Pashtus is, he points out the Shari Ora. He points out that there's no obligation to use dental cloth and dental floss. In fact, he says a lot of times it causes scratches and... you know, you got to be very careful that it doesn't cause bleeding and things like that. And a lot of times they get cut off and get caught between your teeth. So if you're going to use it, you got to be very careful. But lamaisa, brushing your teeth well seems to suffice, and that would be okay. Based on this, the Beis Yosef quotes a very interesting minig in Kuf Tzadiches Sifchot Chav Dalid that women ksheiras not eat meat, including chicken. not just flesh, but any fleshiks on the day they're going to go to the mikveh. In the morning too, the whole day. Because it's harder to get out, and therefore out of your teeth. And therefore, afa b'shabot, because for chutzos ha-shinayim, they clean it. Says the Beis Yosef. And then he quotes B'Shem the Rosh, because of a Rosh B'Chos Nida B'Kotzer, Minig Yofa Nogo, Anosh B'Shem Atomos Klum, Ben Rechitzu, Ben Atfiwa. There's another din we should know. You're not allowed to eat between the Chafifa and going to the Mikveh. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the first Minig in Sifchav Dal and Ati Flechix, and the Ramah there quotes the second Minig. Okay? That you shouldn't eat between the Chafifa and the Tefillah. Now, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it, but obviously you would agree to it. Now, what about on Shabbos and Yontif? So say a woman's going Saturday night to Mikveh, then we're Mekel, and she can eat the Fleishiks, also Gam B'Yom Tefillah. Also, I don't know if the situation's going to come up. He points out here the Shariora. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily agree with the way he says it. He says that first minute we're not eating Fleishiks. He says we have such good dental, things nowadays. So he says Lamaisa, he said there's room maybe to be Mako in certain situations. I guess if she's going to get embarrassed, she doesn't need Fleishiks and a lot of people around. He says that regarding the Minig Rishon, there's much more room to be Mako rather than the second Minig. Is that, you do the Chafifa, the Minig Shani Lamaisa, you really shouldn't eat at all, and make sure Lamaisa, he wants to say that's more Chomor. I guess the fact that Shabbos and Yontif, we have a Heter for the first Minig, might be a riot for that. What about Seva, lipstick, and things like that? So that, he says, is like Seva Sheish Bo Mamash Asui Lenoi, and you have to remove it. What's the Din B'Dievid? If a woman forgot to remove the lipstick, right? And say, they don't necessarily remove the lipstick, kind of stays on for a long time, so that, he says, would not be a chatzitza b'dievid. So that's what he wants to time it. Okay. All right, we'll pick it up. We got to pick it up from there. Hopefully we can finish this up. Yeah, God willing, we'll definitely finish on Monday. We got to start Chafifa and go into the mikveh lamais. And also I want to get to also, I don't think we talked, we mentioned Menekes and Skena, but not as much, or four women about the Selekas Tumah. We touched upon it. We got to try to do that as well. But let's close with someone from Chumash. Okay. It says in the Kriya Shema, it says, Laman Yirbu Yimeichem, Ala Adama. So the Gemara says in Brachas and Daches that if you do a lot of mitzvahs, the Torah says you're going to live a long life. Ala Adama. So the Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches, Vikasabi Bebavu. There are many older people that live to a long ripe age in Chutzlars, but the woman says Ala Adama. So the Gemara answers that those people that live long lives in Chutzlars got up early, went to Beis Medrash and Shul, and stayed late. So it's quoted in the name of the Gon. How did that answer the Kasha? Still, it still has to be Ala Adama. It wasn't Ala Adama. So he answers that. The Gemara says in the Megillah that Lasa Lavo, that Bat the Knesset, Bat the Midrashos of Chutz Laretz will be lifted up and we placed and supplanted in Teretz Yisrael. So it's like all the Bat the Knesset, Bat the Midrashos, Chutz Laretz are like embassies to Eretz Yisrael. So it ends up being Al Adam. So what that means is that we have to try to be people that are Al Adama. And to the Bat the Knesset, Bat the Midrashos, be the first people there. There is a fantastic Rashi in the Parsha that is very mechudish, where he says doing mitzvahs and chutz laretz are practice, siyulach tziyunim. They're signs to be able to put on tefillin chutz laretz for practice that you're doing them right in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, they say there's a misprint maybe in Rashi, maybe it means the Gaon says men trumas and maestras. It didn't mean true as much you don't have a chutzos, but you practice it in order to do them well. You don't say it with a bracha, but the pashup shot is that as the Ramban develops, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu appoints a tsar in every nation, but when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, the Chvodo Ba'atzma, he looks over it, and the importance of Eretz Yisrael that we have to note in that the notion of mitzvahs to the degree Al Adama, And to the degree that maybe there might be a pshat that we're doing mitzvahs as practice. But what I wanted to bring out here is the notion of hachana. I mentioned yesterday to Jordan that Rav used to say in Kedusha b'li hachana. And we mentioned, I think, a few exceptions to the rule. I said I had forgotten one. That Schar B'Hayam Aleikin, we gave Mitzvah Ben Om Chaveiro, around the Pirish B'Shaz and Peah. Number two, we said the Chassan Sov Mitzvah Rabbanan. The third category I forgot, but I want to add two more categories, and that is Hachana L'Mitzvahs. The Gaon says any Hachana we do for Mitzvahs, we get Schar in this world. Because this world is Hachana itself. This world is Hachana. You bring a Raya from the Mishnah in Bechiris, you can pay a guy who carries the Efer. You can pay a guy because that's Hachana. And Lamaisa, you know, Hachana is sometimes even more important than the mitzvah itself. It's hard to say, but, you know, the Kohanim can do the Hatava. Yisraelim can even do the Hadlaka. Hatava is the cleaning of the Menorah, because that's the Hachana, and only the Kohanim can do it. I heard that from Rav Albam, from Queen Shli, the great Gaon. But Lamaisa, you see how important Hachana really is to the mitzvah. And the truth is that there's another exception to the rule. Another exception to the rule is this concept of the concept of simcha. You know, it says v'haya. The first word in the, what's the first word in the parsha? Isn't it v'haya? What is v'haya always? V'lush and simcha. Now, in the end of last week's parsha, the last pasuk was also you got to do mitzvahs. Seems like the Torah is repeating with the first pasuk. No, but Tzvahaya is a Lashon Simcha. It's a Lashon of Simcha, which means that what the Chiddush of the Parsha is that if you do B'Simcha, Hashem will reward you in this world, even if you do it because you're doing it in the manner of Simcha, to do the mitzvahs in the manner of Simcha. And we have a Lashon, Ein Ata a Lashon Tshuva. The Medrash says Ata is a Lashon of Tshuva. What does that mean, it's a Lashon of Tshuva? What it means is that today starts new. Now you're going to turn it around. Now you're going to be able to do it. You can't focus on the past. You have to do tshuva, obviously, but to go forward, you know, Rav Moshe says, each day is a challenge. You were successful yesterday, don't rest on your laurels. You failed yesterday, don't get depressed upon it. You have a new day. And that's what it is, ein ata el lashon tshuva. And that's why Batsheva got so upset at Shlomo HaMelech. You know, we always say, the first thing you're supposed to say to your son, if you have a boy, is to speak in Torah to him. Because the foundation is so important, the beginning. The beginning, because beginnings really are hachana for the whole enterprise. And you know, he married Bas Paro, and she makes this whole picture of the moon and the stars, and he looks up, he thinks it's still in the night, he sleeps 4 hours late. And she comes and gives him Musser, what are you doing? You had the keys, they couldn't mock with the Korban Tumen on time. The first day, what's the big deal? It's only 4 hours late, because the first day has to be done al Taras HaKadosh in the beginning, with Zrizis from the beginning, from the hachana. And that's really what it has to be, in that manner that it has to be done. And you do things b'simcha, then you're going to be making for it. Why do people do things when they're not making for it? Because they're not into it. They're not happy about it. You know, if you're happy about something, you're making for it. You look forward to it. You know, I'm the lazy guy. I'm in general. Not when it comes to mitzvahs. You can be lazy regarding other things. When it comes to mitzvahs, really, it's hard to do that, to separate. In general, you shouldn't be lazy. But Mesil Jisharm says, it's a terrible, it's like a machla laziness. It takes up your whole body. That's the way he describes it, very vivid imagery, Mesilas Yesharim. But the bottom line is that if you're happy about something, you're going to be making for it. And that's what the Rav is saying, Kedusha B'li Achon. You have to be making for doing the mitzvahs. And, you know, here Rosh Chodesh El, you know, Mubarak, Rosh Chodesh El this month, and when you hear Elo coming, the drums are beating, you know, for Yom HaDin. So it's a time of Ein Ata El Lashon Tshuva. And you want to make sure that, you know, Achris Kereshis, a lot of people say over, then they say from the Satna Rebbe, you know, at the end of the year you say, oh, if it would have been, you know, what could this year could have been if I would have done such and such? So he said, stop saying that. You know, say this year is the year that you're going to do such and such. At the end of the year it says you accomplished such. And this year, that's what we want to be like. You want to be the person that says, oh, what could I have done? So, you know, we're preparing for the Elul and get ready for Yom HaDin. And this is the time period to realize that, you know, you want to be, you know, even though physically you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, but you want to be Al Adama, because you want to be in the embassies. So you're rushing to do it. You want to do it besimcha. You want to do it as hachana, and to realize you get schar in this world for it, and to realize that, you know, the importance of starting everything new with this rizus and a simcha, because it sheds light on the whole category. And that's what's vahaya ekiv tishmu. Vahaya ekiv is a lashon simcha. Takash shalovara, the simcha is a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmus, is the Rebbeinu Bechai. So a lot of times, like there have been a time writes in the Sefer HaYashas, you may see it. There's days of hatred. He actually says that. Days of difficulty, of doing avod Hashem. You have to try to miskaber on those. He recognizes that. You have to miskaber those and turn it around and transform yourself and gather yourself to be able to what? To be able to have the simcha and have the proper achana, because I think you have to fuse them together. It's hard to have a proper achana unless you're going to be besimcha. And in every mitzvah you do, it should be begetter simcha. It's a tremendous zach to be able to do mitzvahs. Chaperayin, you know, the Gaon said before he died, he grabbed the tzitzis and he said, Yafa shachas b'olam hazeh, because you can't do mitzvahs in olam haba. Meses chavshim the mitzvahs. So let us be able to fulfill the mitzvahs properly, begetter achone, begetter simcha, and realize that everyone should be given a bracha v'al adome, aricha shomim, to realize that, you know, what really life is all about. That this world is simply a hachana, but it's a hachana that we can capitalize on in avodah Hashem to the best of our ability. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Sorry, we went over. Okay, Monday, Tuesday morning, Rabbi Simon's coming.